The King County Council and Seattle City Council have approved a new arena deal that would bring a new NBA and NHL arena to Seattle's SoDo neighborhood. Where does that leave the city-owned basketball facility, Key Arena, the current home of the women's NBA team, the Storm? Karen Bryant is the president and CEO of the Seattle Storm, and she joins us. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ross.
Will you have the option to move to this new arena, assuming that it's built?
We will, actually. You know, I think, but in the immediate term, what we're going to engage in is conversations with elected officials and the folks at Seattle Center with respect to the future of the Key. So what the MOU does is provides a 24-month window for us to engage in conversations with city officials and to have this feasibility study determine the future of Key Arena. And if, in fact, Key Arena is preserved as a sports facility, we'll actually have the option to stay as well. So both options still exist for the future of the Storm.
Is the Key Arena adequate for the Storm's needs?
Yeah, you know, there's no question that Key Arena is in need of investment. It needs infrastructure investment, and there's a lot of opportunity to work with Chris Hansen as it relates to it being an interim facility for the NBA to address some of that, and also this Key Arena fund that's been established through the MOU. You know, it's been a great home for us for 13 years. We have established a great fan base and a great atmosphere, one of the best atmospheres in the WNBA. And so there are many great things about playing at Key Arena. That said, as a long-term home, there's some things that need to be addressed.
Now, I've read that the stadium deal includes $7 million to improve the Key Arena if you stay there. But if you leave, you take that money with you. Is that true?
We'll take a portion of it to the new arena. It'll get it directed to the new arena. And keep in mind that would be as a result of the city making a decision that Key Arena is no longer a viable home for the Storm. And so as a result of displacing us out of a current lease that runs through 2018, that those funds are designed to offset that displacement of the Storm and to also address the fact that we'd be moving into a new arena that in some ways is larger scale than our business can afford, and there's some compensation for us to be displaced from our current home. We do have a current lease that runs through 2018, and so we're excited about the fact that the NBA could be coming back to Seattle, but also excited that as it relates to continuing to build the Storm as a viable part of our community, we've got some options.
Karen Bryant, how are you approaching this? What are sort of your bottom line needs for improvements at Key Arena to want to stay there?
Well, I think for us, you know, those discussions are going to happen. You know, there's some IT investments that need to be made. I think for us, the fan is at the center of our business, always has been, and I think that's why we've been such a successful franchise. So for us, it really is first and foremost about the fan experience. It's important for us to have a world-class fan experience. At the same time, do what we can to make that experience affordable for all families in our community, and also at the same time, Ross, to make sure that we're focused on our main objective, which is to build a sustainable business. And in so many ways, Key Arena works for us. It's an intimate facility. It's a great basketball venue. At the same time, it's a building that has not had the appropriate amount of capital put into it over the last several years, and it needs some infrastructure investment.
We'll check back with you as you can become closer to a decision on where to go with this. Karen Bryant, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Karen Bryant, president and CEO of the Seattle Storm, pondering whether to stay or whether to go from Key Arena.